day after it was captured by U.S. Marines, the northern Iraqi city of Tikrit is a tense place. Many local residents regard the U.S. presence on their streets with anger and resentment. And just to the north of Tikrit, rival roadblocks have been established by Kurds and Arabs. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Tikrit. He spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams about some new problems as armed bands of Kurds continue to sweep through the area.
The biggest fear, the biggest security risk in the north of the country here is the mounting tension between the various ethnic groups. We've had Kurds sweep in after years of being denied their rights of being forcibly expelled from Baghdad-controlled Iraq. They are now sweeping into the middle of the country, and they're exacting their revenge upon the local Arab populations, and in some case the local Turkmen population. And there are Arabs who, some who have been loyalists to Saddam Hussein's government, they're already feeling conquered or defeated, and now they're trying to defend their homes against looters who are coming in at night. And we don't seem to see the number of American forces on the ground that could control and patrol the countryside.
When you say Arabs, exactly who is that as opposed to Sunnis or Shiites or Kurds?
When I speak about the Arabs, I'm lumping together Sunni Muslim Arabs, Shia Muslim Arabs, as well as Christian Arabs. There are tens of thousands of Christian Arabs living in this region. And they were afforded rights under Saddam Hussein's government. There was a policy called Arabization in the northern part of the country, where, in fact, throughout the 80s, Arab settlers were offered $30,000 and free land to move into the city of Kirkuk, and this would be on the heels of Kurdish residents who were forcibly expelled from the city, this strategic oil-rich city, to the north of the country. So this is where a lot of the anger and resentment stems from, is that Arabs were brought in to replace Kurds who were basically kicked out, and now 15, 20 years after being booted out of their homes and villages and orchards, these Kurds are coming back and they're laying claim to the same land. So we have a real problem brewing here, and there doesn't seem to be an authority in place to resolve it. Already we've seen entire villages of Arabs who have they've evacuated entire villages on orders from Kurdish gunmen showing up and intimidating them and threatening them and in some cases firing on their homes.
Are U.S. forces sensitive to this kind of ethnic rivalry in the history you've described?
I'm not sure how aware people are of the ethnic tensions just across the banks of this river. Many of these soldiers came from the south of the country, where the differences tended to be between Shia Arabs and Sunni Arabs. And many of these folks may not be aware of just how diverse ethnically the region is directly to the north of here, and how these simmering tensions seem to be ready to explode.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Tikrit. Thanks, Ivan.
Thank you, Juan.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Tikrit. He spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.